Have you ever felt like you were the wrong person for the job? Like you didn't have enough experience or the right skill set? Of course you have. We all have. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we bring this new series, The Manifestation of Your Life Mission, to a powerful close. Throughout these lessons in the book of Jonah, Pastor Rick has been showing us that no matter how big the thing is that God is calling us to, we don't have to run away from it. In fact, we can embrace every change and overcome every challenge that life brings, all while discovering God's plan and purpose for our lives. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can order a copy of Pastor Rick's book called God's Power to Change Your Life. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or just by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called What to Remember When Things Don't Go Your Way.
When things don't go as planned, I remember God sees things I don't see. When things don't go as planned, I remember that God is good to me even when I'm cranky. And number three, when things don't go as planned, I remember that God is in control of every detail of my life. God is in control of every detail of my life. The big and the little, the large and the small, the fast and the slow, every detail in my life. Plans in your life, friends, don't fail randomly. I'll say it again. Plans in your life don't fail randomly. There is a purpose. There is a reason behind everything. Everything in your life. Now, God has to teach this lesson to Jonah. So he actually uses the object lesson of this plant that he's grown up to give comfort to Jonah, that God is in control of every little detail of my life. And in the net, you know, so God had arranged for this plant to spring up and provide shade while he's sitting out there waiting for the show to happen, the show of destruction. But in the next verse, it says this: but at dawn the next day, God arranged, there's that word again, God is custom designing. God arranged for a small worm, oh great, a small worm to chew through the stem of that large, this is going to be an object lesson, chew through the stem of that large shade plant, so that it withered and died. Then, when the sun arose, God arranged, there's another word again, a scorching east wind. And the sun blared so hot on Jonah's head that he grew faint, and he wanted to die, and he said again, it would be better for me to die than to live. Okay, now, so far we've seen God arranging all kinds of things in Jonah's life. Okay, he's arranged a fish, he's arranged a plant, he's arranged a worm. God's using all, in fact, all look up here on the screen. Here's all the stuff that God had arranged in Jonah's life. The Bible tells us in chapter 1, verse 3, God arranged a great wind to create a storm. Then it says in verse 7, God arranged the dice to reveal that Jonah was the problem. You remember that part of the story. Then it says God arranged a great fish to transport Jonah back to where he was supposed to be. Then it says God arranged a fast-growing plant to provide shade. And then it says that God arranged a worm to eat the plant for breakfast. It's all been arranged. Now, I want you to listen to me. The things that you think are disappointments in your life, disappointments are his appointments. Disappointments are his appointments. Disappointments are his appointments. Disappointments, what looks like a disappointment in your life, is his appointment. It may not be your plan, but God has a plan. God is God, and you're not. The more you fight God's plan, the more miserable you're going to be. And you're going to have frustration and anger and self-pity and depression and maybe feel like taking your life. But if you go with the flow and you say, God, I trust your wisdom, and I trust that you're good to me even when I don't deserve it. You're good to me even when I'm a jerk. You give me comfort. I mean, I may be running from you completely. I'm still breathing air. I'm still drinking water. My heart's still beating. Those are all gifts of God. I wouldn't last one second without the grace of God, and you wouldn't either. So God has arranged everything from a great wind to a little worm. Now, I want you to get this. In your life, sometimes God arranges something really big to swallow you up, like that big fish. He arranges a big circumstances to swallow you up, and you're heading in the wrong direction, and when it spits you out, you're headed in the right direction. At other times, God arranges something brand new that comes up suddenly in your life, like that plant that sprung up suddenly and provided shade and comfort when he was discomfort. And sometimes God provides something new in your life to give you comfort even when you're not where you ought to be. But God's given you comfort even in that situation. And then sometimes God arranges something small to eat away at what's been given you comfort because he doesn't want you to stay there. He wants to move you. He wants to get you going. He doesn't want you sitting on the hill under the shade plant for the rest of your life. So he arranges something real small, like a worm, to eat away at your comfortable. And all of a sudden, it's not comfortable anymore. And you're back under the hot sun. In all of those situations, big, little, small, whatever, God is doing it. In every situation, in every case, God's motive is love. He's doing it because he loves you. Not because he hates you, not to punish you. He's doing it because he loves you. God is a God of wisdom, God is a God of grace, and he's a God of love. And you may not see the beginning to the end, but he's doing it, whether it's the big or the little or the new in your life. He's doing it because he loves you. And he knows what will make you happy more than you do. You know, the word great is a very prominent word in this book of Jonah. I haven't called attention to it so far, but as we're ending this series, I want you to look up here on the screen how many times the word great shows up in the story of Jonah. It says that chapter 1, God arranged a great wind. And then it says that the wind created a great storm. And then it says that the sailors felt great fear because the boat was breaking up. Then God arranged a great fish. And then it says Jonah got a great second chance. And then Nineveh showed great repentance, that city. And as a result, the city had a great revival. A lot of great things happen, but also a lot of small things. I want you to write this down. Write this down somewhere on your outline. God uses both great and small things to direct me. God uses both great and small things to direct me. Great circumstances, big circumstances that swallow me up. Little circumstances like a worm that eat away at my discomfort and my comfort. God uses both great and small things to direct me. But God is a God of details. And he's in control of every detail of your life. So when things don't go the way I want them to go, I remember God can see what I can't see. I remember that God is good to me even when I'm a jerk, when I'm cranky, when I'm totally ignoring him. God's still good to me. And I remember that God is in control of every detail, the big and the little. He is arranging. It's all arranged. Disappointments are his appointments. You know, there's a song we sing called Waymaker. And I like that song because there's a line in there that says, even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. That's a affirmation of faith. So God creates this short-lived plant to provide shade for Jonah. And then he allows it to die the next morning as an object lesson for Jonah. Verse 9, then God asked Jonah again, what right do you have to be angry that the shade plant withered and died? Jonah said, I have every right to be angry, and I'm angry enough to die. This guy just doesn't get it, okay? He just doesn't learn. This is what we're learning not to do, okay? Jonah totally misses the point. What's the point? Write this down. When things don't go my way, the fourth thing to remember is remember to focus on what will last. When things don't go my way, I need to remember to focus on that which will last. I remember that God can see what I can't see. I remember that God is good even when I'm a jerk. I remember that God is in control of every detail. And I remember to focus on what will last. You see, you guys, we fret and we worry and we stew and we spew and we get upset over the passing of circumstances that aren't going to last this week, much less next month, next year, 10 years, or for eternity. We spend most of our worries on stuff that is so short term, like a plant that grows up and dies the next day. And he goes, why are you worrying about this? He said, if you're going to get distressed in life, at least get distressed about something that really matters.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. That's PastorRick.com.
What does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? In the years I've been a pastor, writes Rick Warren, the number one question I'm asked is, Rick, why can't I change? People want to change, but they're stuck. In the book, God's Power to Change Your Life by Rick Warren, you'll find practical guidance for specific types of change and a way to connect with the power to actually make the changes you long to make. As you apply the truth of God's Word by the power of His Spirit, your life will change. You'll move out of your rut and get on track with God's wonderful purposes for your life. We would love to send you a copy of God's Power to Change Your Life as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. You can call us at 800-600-5004 right now or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks so much in advance for your support. Today is the last day to get this great book by Rick Warren, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
We spend most of our worries on stuff that is so short term, like a plant that grows up and dies the next day. What do you care about most? The plant that's given you comfort or the salvation of people that God created and loves and wants them to know Him? I mean, what if this Christmas you cared more about the salvation of the people around you than you did cared about what you're going to buy them as a gift? You're going to spend an awful lot of time thinking about what am I going to buy them for a gift this Christmas. That's temporary. Most of those Christmas gifts aren't even going to be around next Christmas. It's the plant that's going to die. What if you spent as much time praying for that person and their salvation and inviting them to a service as you did spending time on what to buy them as a gift? You got your priorities in the wrong one. He says, if you're going to get distressed over something matters. People need the Lord. They need the Lord a whole lot more than they need a Christmas gift. And yet, why are we more worried about the temporary? This whole series has been on your life mission. The greatest use of your life is to invest it in something that outlasts it. You see, you can waste your life. There are lots of ways to waste it. You can spend your life. There's lots of ways to spend it. Or you can invest your life. And the greatest use of your life is to invest it in something that will outlast it. Focus on what's going to last. What's going to last? There are only two things on this planet that are going to last forever. This building isn't going to last. The United States of America isn't going to last. There are only two things going to last forever. The Word of God and people. God's truth is eternal. It'll still be true a million years from today. If it's true a million years ago, it'll be true a million years in the future. God's word is true. So it's going to last forever. And there's only one other thing that's going to last forever. Oh, yeah, people. One of two places, heaven or hell. And what we do with our time now may determine their eternal destiny. So if you want to invest your life in something that's going to last, invest it in the Word of God and in people. Get this book into your mind, into your heart, and get people into God's family. And in heaven, people come up to you, thank you, I'm here because of you. I'm eternally grateful. I'm here because you cared enough. You cared more about my salvation than my present. This is the message of Jonah. This is your life mission. Let me just end with a couple verses up here on the screen. Matthew 6, Jesus says this, don't worry about will we have enough to eat or drink or wear. Because only people who don't know God are always worrying about those kind of things, the temporary things of life. Because your Father in heaven knows what you need. He knows you need what something to eat, something to drink, something to wear. He goes, your Father in heaven knows what you need. So instead, focus on putting God's work first and doing what he made you to do. That's called your life mission. Focus on putting God's work first and doing what he made you to do, your life mission. And here's the promise, God will make sure that you have all these other things that you need as well. I'm going to take care of your needs. You don't have to worry about that. If you're going to worry about some, worry about your life mission. Worry about putting God's work. Worry about doing what God wants you to do. Last verse on the screen, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We fix our eyes. That means we focus our attention. We fix our eyes not on what we see, but on what we cannot see. Because what we see will last only a short time, but what we cannot see will last forever. You can see this cup, but it's not going to last forever. It'll eventually deteriorate, rust, it'll fall apart. You can see this table, but it will eventually fall apart. This building will eventually crumble. Everything you see on the earth is temporary. It's not going to last. What's going to last are the souls of people, the Word of God, the eternal is invisible. He said, that's the stuff that matters. Let's bow our heads. In your mind, say something like this to God. Say, God, help me to remember that when things don't go my way, help me to remember that you can see what I can't see. And God, when things don't go my way, help me to remember that you're good to me even when I'm cranky. And that there have been many times in my life that you've taken care of my discomfort and I didn't even realize it. You were being good to me when I was totally ignoring you. Sorry. Help me to remember that you are always a good God. And that everything you do in my life, you do out of love. Help me to remember that the disappointments are his appointments, your appointments. And Lord, help me not to worry about stuff that's not going to last and not going to matter. Help me not to worry and get stressed out over temporary stuff. But help me to focus on what's really going to last. Your word and your people. Today I'm committing the rest of my life to discovering and developing and fulfilling the purpose, the mission that you made me for. Jesus Christ, come into my life, into every room in my heart. Fill me with love and confidence. I need your forgiveness. Help me to forgive those that have hurt me. helped me to be as gracious with them as you are with me. And Lord, today, that person that's hurt me, I am letting them go. I know I'm going to probably have to do it over and over and over till it finally feels right. But I'm letting them go. I'm letting them off the hook because you've let me off the hook. Thank you for your grace and forgiveness to me. In Jesus Christ, I want to follow you from here on out. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. And if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be right back in a moment to close out our time today. But first, what does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? In the years I've been a pastor, writes Rick Warren, the number one question I'm asked is, why can't I change? People want to change, but they're stuck. In his book called God's Power to Change Your Life, Rick draws simple but profound truths from the Bible, which give you practical guidance for specific types of change. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, the truth is, you can't change on your own because willpower alone isn't enough to make permanent changes. Sure, you can force yourself to change for a month or 2 months, but pretty soon you're going to go back to your old ways. Pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps is not enough. Talking yourself into a change by positive thinking is not enough. The Bible says true transformational change only comes through the power of God inside you. That's why I've written a little book called God's Power to Change Your Life. It's a really practical guide for making positive, practical, and lasting changes in your life. And how do you do it? By letting God work through you. Now, you and I both know there are a lot of good self-help books out there that they'll tell you the right thing to do, how to, you know, break bad habits and how to set good habits and all these great things. But they are missing the most important part. They don't give you the power to change your life. That power only comes from God. You can't get it out of a book. So let me ask you a personal question. How do you want to be different at the end of this year? What changes would you like to make in your life? What goals would you like to see accomplished in your life? Well, it isn't going to happen on your own. You're going to need God's power. And I want you to understand how to plug in to God's power. That's why this month I'm sending out God's Power to Change Your Life, a book that I've written, when you give a financial gift to support Daily Hope Broadcast and Ministries. You know, Daily Hope is 100% supported by listeners. We have no other outside source of income. It's supported by your gifts. And when you give to support this ministry this month, I want to give back to you this book, God's Power to Change Your Life. Thanks a lot for listening today, and thanks for helping support Daily Hope. We love you, we thank God for you, and we hope you'll continue to listen to this broadcast as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Today is the last day to get your copy of this great study resource, so don't wait. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.